1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jury selection resumes today in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial outside the courthouse. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky, who says seven jurors have been sworn in so far.
So far, each side has used six of its 10 peremptory strikes that eliminate a potential juror for almost any reason. Each side will be given more such strikes when it comes time to seat the alternates. Trump has complained about this process, but it is on track to end perhaps by the end of the week.
Sources tell ABC News that nearly 100 victims of former gymnastics doctor Larry Nassar are close to settling their lawsuit with the FBI, whose agents failed to properly investigate accusations of sexual abuse. The Justice Department could pay out around $100 million. Multiple police forces in six cities across four states investigating why 911 service went down on Wednesday. In the last few days, there have been alerts from the Homeland Security Department warning of risks to emergency services systems. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers wants the state Supreme Court to rule which branch of government decides how to spend state money. The governor sued after the Joint Finance Committee blocked several conservation projects his Department of Natural Resources approved. If Evers wins, it could upend Wisconsin's separation of powers. Justices heard arguments yesterday. Wisconsin's Attorney General says crime victims have more rights than ever. Josh Call points to sexual assault survivors in Wisconsin in particular.
Survivors are now empowered to find out what's happening with their sexual assault kit, where it is in the process, as that kit moves through the process.
But he says Wisconsin has lost two-thirds of the money it used to get for crime victims from Washington. Call spoke to the Wisconsin Crime Victims Rights Conference yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. Madison's new city council president is a pioneer. Yanette Figueroa Cole is the first Latina to serve as Madison's council president. She was chosen as the new council was seated this week. Figueroa Cole says she was motivated to seek the post by her belief in continuity and in her confidence in herself to tackle complex issues. Figueroa Cole was vice president for the past year. She's been an alder since 2021. John Duncan was elected vice president. Summer in Madison can't be far away. 2,000 Sunburst chairs are back on the Memorial Union Terrace. The Wisconsin Union opened the summer season with a party yesterday afternoon featuring Bucky Badger, free bratwurst and lemonade, and entertainment. Madison has been summering on the terrace since 1929. These days, it welcomes about 1 million people every year. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers' pitchers get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 1-0 shutout yesterday over the Padres. Bryce Wilson got the start. Then the bullpen took over. Manager Pat Murphy.
What can you say? The pitching staff, Piamps at the end. Piguero, you know, they're all pitching back-to-back. That was a great pitching performance. Incredible. Especially on a bullpen day.
The crew face the Cardinals in St. Louis tomorrow night. The NBA has banned Toronto's Jontae Porter for his involvement on betting and gambling on basketball. His brother, Michael Porter Jr., plays for the Nuggets.
I know what you guys know. I know Jontae loves the game of basketball. He's been really excited to play with the Raptors. I know what type of duty is. It's part of the game now. I think that it's obviously a dangerous habit. It's a dangerous vice for people. I think it's definitely something that is kind of taking over the sports world.
The Bucks getting ready for the Pacers Sunday night. Tip-off time at Fiserv Forum, 6 p.m. This week marks the 10th anniversary. Wes Edens and a group of investors took over ownership of the Bucks from Herb Cole. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Rain showers today. We'll see a high near 51. Tonight, clearing out, a low near 33. Winds pick up on your Friday. We'll have sunshine and highs in the mid-50s. West winds up to 30 miles per hour. For Saturday, mostly sunny and breezy with a high near 50, near 60 with sun Sunday.
currently 46 degrees.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, next time on the show, our friend and ongoing contributor, John Roach, author, columnist, and Renaissance man, discusses what's new on the lake and whatever else is on his mind.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Albaugh Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
You know, let me start by saying that obviously Chairman Comer's not here, but I think in light of what we witnessed earlier, I think it's important that together as a committee, that we begin Chairman Comer's therapy session, right? You know, a member of the other side wanted to confirm what the title of the hearing was, right? That Chinese propaganda. Well, we know the title of the hearing certainly isn't about impeachment anymore.
Jared Moskowitz. Chris, might you take your organ out for me, please? Dear God. Hi, it's me. I have three prayers for New York Sexy Liberal. That would be Jared Moskowitz, Lawrence O'Donnell, Joy Reid, who I think we already tricked on air into saying she'd do it. But we'll see. He is hilarious. Yep. Hilarious. Yes. Oh, yes. My God. So the sad clown show of a party, their impeachment failed in the Senate.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Of Mayorkas, because they are sad, sad clown show. By the way, led by Dozo the Clown, who will he be back for his nap today?
Yes, they're due in court today for more jury selection.
Yes. Okay, so what are your predictions? What's going to happen with the gag order? Because he clearly violated
The judge hasn't decided yet.
It. Yeah. Right, but everybody is saying the most egregious is yesterday. Mm-hmm. He's directly targeting jurors, which I understand that, first of all, this judge has, this is why they call it judicial restraint, way more restraint than I would have already. But I get it, because the trial has started. Let's just get on with it. Do not pass go. Go directly to jail, Cittadini. But Chris, my point is I don't think he can't keep getting away with this. Can he? Just if we have a
nation
nation of laws, I mean, do we? Okay.
He can't keep getting away with it.
Okay, he appeared to violate the clear gag order. He took Truth Social to quote. See, he thinks he's so cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he's quoting Jesse Waters, right. Mm-hmm. Fox News idiot. So he's, I didn't say it. I was just going to say, baby, judge. That's what it's going to sound like today.
Too cute by half.
Bam, bam, bam. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Jesse Waters tweeted, they're catching undercover liberal activists lying to the judge in order to get on the Trump jury. First of all, that's a complete lie. That's a complete some say on Fox News that he has no evidence of.
Exactly.
Right. So he said, New York judge ordered gag prohibits Trump from, quote, making public statements about any prospective juror or any juror in this criminal proceeding. It says making or directing others to make public statements about any prospective juror in a criminal proceeding. Who is this one? Legal analyst said, Trump doesn't seem to realize he is now a criminal defendant, and criminal defendants have different and lesser rights than ordinary citizens. Thank you.
It's not fair. It's not fair.
You know, most criminal defendants are sitting there happy ass in jail right now.
Exactly.
You don't have the amend my right to amendment.
Oh, his ass really isn't all that happy.
No.
Yes.
Well, not according to Noel Castler, because wow, that's we are, and Hal Sparks, we are at the farting betting pool. How long it'll be a much louder audible fart than even Rudy Giuliani had. Right. And that was, but a COVID fart.
That was a COVID fart.
Yeah. That gave it to Jenna Ellis.
Like a toilet plume.
That's why you put the lid down.
That was a chemtrail. Yeah. That wasn't just
That's
a
why
fart.
You put the lid down before flushing.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. They are not allowed to interfere in the trial process, especially when there's a gag order that specifically addresses attempts to intimidate jurors. I mean, it is just not permissible. He tried it a few feet from a juror, right? And the judge is like, shut the up.
Oh.
We're going to have everything in our shut up canon ready.
All right.
For this. Yeah, Lawrence O'Donnell talked about it. He said what Jesse Waters is referring to are the jurors, seven whom have already been officially seated on the jury. That's who he's referring to. Mm-hmm. And he's saying they lied their way onto the jury. Donald Trump is endorsing that. Those words are the same as Donald Trump writing them himself.
Yep.
That was Donald Trump's choice to violate his gag order tonight, possibly in the very worst way, definitely in the worst way he has violated the gag order thus far.
Yep.
This is by Donald Trump, by any interpretation, juror intimidation, Lawrence continued. This is specifically aimed at intimidating the seven people already seated on the jury and anyone else who might be seated on the jury, that when you're seated on Trump's jury, you will be attacked. You will be publicly attacked by Trump and his allies in the news media. Thank you, Lawrence. And we'll see you August 3rd, New York Sexy Liberal. Thanks.
Does he know this?
I think he listens every morning. You sure?
I'm kind of nervous. I've been twirling my hair, but I'm going to text him and ask him. Okay. Maybe I'll use Joy.
You hang up.
I'll use Joy Reid. No.
As bait?
You hang up.
I'll use Joy Reid as bait.
Yeah.
I'll say she already agreed. Because she did text.
She did.
On radio.
We have it on tape.
Yeah.
We do.
Could have been on the radio. Sure, I'll do that. I'm going to nail those suckers down. Okay. Jared Moskowitz in a Putin mask and a Smurf tie. I mean, come on. I would go to sexyliberal.com right now.
Get your tickets.
Yeah, get it. Okay, can I just say, I've been saying every day I'm enjoying, we are owed, in addition to years of oral sex and back rubs, we are owed all of this humiliation of Donald Trump. Let's say, savor it. Drink it in like a fine wine or whatever. Get your face right up in it. Because this is a lot of people on Twitter starting to, this is exactly, I don't think I anticipated this level of the fact that this is the first criminal trial and he has to be there. And I don't care how they try to spin it in Trump world, he is not happy.
No,
look at him.
He is not.
I mean, look at him. Ronald tweets, just like every other, hang on, I'll get to that one in a second. Hold, please.
Okay.
No, wait.
We're holding.
Maybe six tweets. When you take away his orchestrated events, his social media posts, all his sycophantic hype people, you see him for how he is, haggard, confused, frightened, and sleepy. This is really the moment, I think, where the emperor has no clothes, where he's just a sleepy, grumpy old man.
I was reading something this morning that he's probably sleepy because he's not allowed to eat or drink anything, and so he's denied his 12 Diet Cokes.
Oh, and because he's going to poop his pants,
right,
too.
So, right.
Yeah, he has
to
be careful.
So he has no caffeine.
Yeah.
That's why he's sleeping.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Or the Adderall is,
right,
allegedly.
Or he's up all night truthing.
Right.
And
right. Well, I mean, you know, we don't have proof of the Adderall. We have proof of the Diet Cokes.
Allegedly.
Well, let's get Noel Castler back.
Well, I mean...
Okay. I just think all of it, the whole there's going to be, all hell is going to break loose, millions of people, they aren't going to stand for it. And then you see, like, literally two dozen weirdos, one of them in a dinosaur costume. And you're just like, this is the emperor has no clothes that moment, and I am here for it. Aaron Rupart commenting on Trump's positive polls were a big factor in preventing us from having an accurate understanding of the true nature of this race. If those evaporated, then what was going to be left is a really ugly thing underneath. That is in the process of happening now. I mean, I think it's at least 17, 18 polls now.
Yeah.
This is what I always said. When I think people start paying attention, I am hoping, knock on wood, Bob Seska rule, don't get happy.
Right.
But that, you know, we are not filled crazy people in dinosaur costumes. That is the weird minority.
Yes.
Right?
The weird loud minority. That's why we're hearing so much from them.
Yeah.
Because they're loud. That's it.
Yes. Yes. I don't know if you saw this thing staged. He went to Harlem.
Yes.
People were cheering for. Do you?
He was paid.
Right. Ronald tweets, just like every other staged Trump event like Chick-fil-A in Atlanta, his trip to the bodega in New York was organized and orchestrated by the New York Young Republican Club, whose members were there leading the cheers. I mean, like everything about him, it's a con. It's a fake. Mm-hmm. Did you really think that he's greeted like a hero in Harlem? People really think, oh, yeah.
When was the last time that you saw young Republicans in Harlem?
They came there.
Right, I know. It's like, based. Wow, traveled to Harlem.
Yeah,
for that.
And this is it. Aaron Rupart said, "What's happening in the media is there is a growing sense the Orange Emperor has no clothes. Where the narrative started shifting was when it became clear Trump was having fundraising problems. It started drawing on people that maybe he's actually naked." Mm-hmm. Thank you. I mean, hi, you're late to the party. And one last one. Andrew tweets, the mass delusion that an overfed, pampered, uncurious, whiny scam artist and game show host is deserving of anyone's respect or fear. I'll never understand it. Historically unprecedented cowardice and obsequience to the most historically unworthy of figures. Thank you.
Obsequience.
Yes, that would be the word
and
of the day.
You read that correctly.
Everyone can stop trying now. I have already handed out word of the day.
All right.
And you read it properly.
Yeah, you pronounced it correctly.
What are the chances of that?
I don't know. That
what
was
is
weird.
I am
happening?
So proud of you.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you.
Atta girl.
Thank you.
But yeah, that was it was echoed on Twitter, but just the sense I'm getting too that I'm like, wow, mm-hmm. you are really start. This is the pay no attention to the man behind the curtain moment, that he's just a sad, sleepy, whiny old man and afraid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's just a
he's terrified
little, right. Yeah. He's such a, he's going to have to grab himself.
You might even have to go to Barron's graduation.
You'll have to.
Which after he wasn't,
right.
Which he wasn't going to do.
No.
He wasn't going to go anyway.
Didn't have any intention
of
that.
Oh my God. By the way, where is the Jimmy Kimmel tweet? I still can never get over. I know we'll never top the tweet as for a former president that started, oh, great. That was my favorite.
Yeah.
What was that? I don't remember.
I don't remember what it was about.
Oh, great. I'm going to do it again. But this one started, stupid Jimmy Kimmel. I was like, who starts a sentence like that unless you're eight?
What?
Stupid Jimmy Kimmel took my stupid bicycle. Huh?
What president starts a sentence with stupid Jimmy Kimmel?
Stupid anyone. Oh, great. Wait. Okay. Stupid Jimmy Kimmel, who still hasn't recovered from his horrendous performance in big ratings drop as host of the Academy Awards. Anyway, he's just like on and
it's
on.
It's all
and
lies.
On. Right. Yes, Mike.
The biggest Mike ratings Sinton, for the Academy
yes,
Awards in years.
In years,
Mike
yeah. Sinton pointed out the fun facts. Number one, there wasn't a big ratings drop. Ratings were up 4%.
Right.
Number two, the award isn't Picture of the Year. It's Best Picture.
Right.
Number three, the famous line isn't and the winner is. It's the Oscar goes to. Number four, Al Pacino gave out the Best Picture award, not Jimmy Kimmel.
Right.
Number five, Trump is an idiot. Okay.
Also, Al Pacino doesn't like Donald Trump.
No, not at all.
At all.
I would like to have a debate between him and Robert De Niro on what a complete and total
I don't think it would
Donald
be a debate.
Trump
I think
is.
It'd be a hug fest.
Yes.
They've only appeared in one scene
it'd
together.
It'd be like the Scarface meets.
They've only appeared in one scene together.
Really?
Ever. Yeah.
Well, that's a magical fun fact. Thank you for that.
Yeah,
Michael
heat.
Mann's Heat.
Yeah, in
Michael
heat.
Mann's Heat.
Oh, yeah. Oh, is that the... Oh, yeah, that one. Never mind.
No, it wasn't The Heat.
Different.
Oh, that's my favorite because it has Sandra Bullock and Melissa McCarthy.
Different,
my
different
favorite
film.
Yeah.
Completely
yeah.
different
yeah.
film.
Oh, I thought it was the one where, Ellen Barkin.
No,
that's
Barkin.
Ellen Barkin. Right.
That's,
that was hot. Sea of Love.
Sea
that
of Love.
That was fantastic.
Oh, that was very
different film.
Movie.
Yeah, that was
very
hot.
Different.
Ellen
De Niro's
Barkin
not
hot.
In that.
Hmm?
She is
Ellen
hot.
Barkin's hot.
Yeah,
she is.
She's hot. Yeah, she's hot in that movie. Oh, you know who else is hot? I hate to say it, but Karen McDougal is beautiful. What is she thinking, Jody?
I don't know.
What
she
is she even thinking?
She's beautiful. She was a Playboy model.
She was
of
a Playboy
she's
model. But she's beautiful. You're like, what? Oh, my God.
Marla Maples is beautiful.
We have to get her in here. We have to get her and just go, what?
Ivana
like,
Trump
how
is
did
beautiful.
You not vomit?
Exactly. All of his wives are pretty people.
Yeah.
Oh.
He has great taste. They do not.
I just think I'm going to
And then there's Tiffany.
Oh, Tiffany.
She looked beautiful at her wedding.
And then there's Eric.
Oh.
Tiffany did look pretty at her wedding. She really
that
did.
Sploosh
really
sound
did.
Effect. It's just, I don't know. I feel like that's what happened to me. If you look at campaign pictures from 1964,
right.
My whole family's super beautiful, and I'm like...
You're like the genetic dregs.
No, just like a sploosh. Like the last genetic refuse. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like...
I'm the 10th of 11. Trust me, I know.
No. You're beautiful and smart and everything good in the world. I'm that. That
genetic
gave me
refuse.
Like a unibrow and a natural afro and a, like, I looked like an Armenian dude, you know. I mean, not that that's a bad thing. If you are an Armenian dude, it's just for a Catholic girl from Buffalo. Yeah,
nobody in your family looks like an Armenian dude.
No. And I have... Well, we've discussed before. It looks like my eyes are on those, like, slide whistles. Like, if you look at the official campaign picture, my eyes are a little, like... Which is disconcerting when you only have a unibrow. But anyway, my point is genetic refuse. Just that, you know, I think something like Eric, something happened.
Genetic dregs.
Like, yeah, he got all the teeth, genes, and nothing else. Like,
gums.
Nothing else.
All gums.
Yeah. Oh, did you see that? Have you seen the pictures of them as teenagers?
Yeah.
And Don Jr. has a, is it Moe's hairdo? His Moe or Shemp? No, Moe. He has exactly Moe's hairdo.
The bowl cut.
Yeah.
Which is every parent threatened to do to you if you did not.
Oh, my mom did it. You know the famous story.
You? Oh, well, she burned your bangs, didn't she?
No, she put a roller in here to give me a home perm right here, and she ripped out all my hair here, so I had little, you know, these little
fuzzy
things like sticking straight out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like this, uh-huh. Like little uh-huh. tentacles.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and my mom, because Republicans are noted liars, she just went like this. She went, oh, I had that when I was your age too, dear. Because Republicans are liars. They can't help it. I was like, you did not have that. You ripped my hair out with the roller, didn't you?
No.
How old were you?
Speaking of growing up in my hometown, thank you. I have been officially nominated for the Buffalo Radio Hall of Fame. Not nominated, I won. I didn't know I won.
Congratulations, yes. Lady. When do we get the
And
big
it's a
giant...
Buffalo Bob. It's not a Buffalo Bill award.
What? Who's Buffalo Bob?
They don't put it in the basket and I put the lotion on my arms. It's the Buffalo Broadcasters Hall of Fame.
They're going to send her a basket with lotion.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're just.
It is not a Buffalo Bill.
And his dog named Precious.
A poodle.
All right. We have Pearl first. We have Dr. Doom, Dr. Red Leonard. We have Santiago Mayer.
Yeah.
The baby. We have another stem cell.
Mm-hmm.
Youth activist, head of executive director of Voters of Tomorrow.
Yeah.
He's in town for a fundraiser, and we wanted to meet him, so he will be sitting right there. And then, of course, Dana Goldberg's here, which is why I'm wearing my no adjustment necessary. Oh, and I'm saving the shocking story for her that lesbians have more orgasms than straight women.
Shocker.
I don't know if she'll have any thoughts on that.
That's such a shock.
Thoughtful chin scratch. Okay, 21 minutes after the hour of this portion. I don't know what the X factor could be.
Huh.
This portion of the show brought to you by Nugamodies.
Their
shipment came yesterday,
oh.
And it is really like Christmas. Like, they know what it is, right?
Yes.
I get the 6 bags at a time because it's economical.
Uh-huh.
And it is the best food in the world. I feel guilty. I have years of Catholic guilt for what I used to feed my dogs that I thought was premium dog food. And there's like... supermarket scraps, sawdust.
No.
I don't know what's in there.
No,
I thought it was premium dog.
No.
This is real food. That's all the movement in pet food. He makes for the kitties too. Nature's Feast and Nature's Blend. But in nature, superfoods. Remember I did my health reset? I ate all superfoods. Salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, spinach, kale, you name it. And the flavor is crazy. Raw, freeze, dried, pantry safe. But it's so you get the convenience of kibble. But it's all the, it's like homemade food, but not that gloppy, messy stuff you got to store in the freezer. You know what I'm talking about. Okay. Right now, you can get 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures. That's how I get them in their vests and go for a walk.
Oh.
Yes. Clyde plays Run Away from Mommy every day, even though he wants to go for a walk. But what helps? Tilly, come here.
My niece's dog does the same thing. He loves the walk, but he doesn't like putting on the thing.
Tilly's Treasure. Here.
Oh, good boy.
Okay, or you can text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Why don't you dip yourself in flour and make a skank biscuit?
Well, you know being a mom is a full-time job, but even the most exhausted moms can have trouble sleeping. So this Mother's Day, buy mom something that can transform her sleep. Cozy Earth luxury bedding and sleepwear. And right now, my listeners can save 35% on Cozy Earth products. Just use the promo code Miller at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth only uses fabrics and materials of unparalleled quality in their bedding and sleepwear. Your mom's going to love the feel. She'll be cradled by superior softness the second she goes to bed. And Cozy Earth knows the secret to better sleep. Temperature regulation. regulation. They're bedding in pajamas. Keep your body at a comfortable temperature no matter what the weather outside. That is my favorite thing. Plus, every Cozy Earth purchase backed by their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty. Yeah, brunch is nice. But this Mother's Day, give mom the luxury and sleep quality that she deserves. Treat her to luxurious Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. Remember, use that promo code Miller. You save 35% at CozyEarth.com and look like a hero to your mom. CozyEarth.com. Don't forget, use the promo code Miller. Debt. You go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it, right? Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High-interest credit cards and loans makes it nearly impossible to pay off all your debt. And insane inflation keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with Debt is your lifeline. Done with Debt has an ingenious new strategy to help erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Done with Debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce bills. They know how to cut interest rates. Their skilled staff of negotiators knows how to get debt out of your life permanently without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with Debt, they're the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. Time to finally get some sleep. Time to rest easy. Here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. One more time. DoneWithDebt.com. Do it now. DoneWithDebt.com.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
The Ag Council.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take this time to breathe deeply and close your eyes. Right now, you're completely in control. Unlike the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you tried removing those raccoons from the basement. Concentrate on the soothing sound of my voice. Release the memory of when you wrestled with that beehive in your son's treehouse. Let go of the time you thought that skunk was a cat. Or when you pulled into the garage with your son's bike on top of the car. Deep breaths. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, Amy in Massachusetts with some suggestions because I'm on the slutty statue tour, I'm slutty with various statues around the around the country. Believe I basically slimed up every single statue in Minneapolis. Hi, Amy. Do you have some Boston suggestions?
Guys.
Hi.
Hi. I do. So there is a statue next to the State House in Boston.
Uh-huh.
And it is called the Hooker statue.
Oh, perfect.
The statue of General Hooker.
Okay.
And he was a general in the Civil War.
Okay.
And he used to bring back women to his camp for his soldiers.
Name. This is perfect.
And that is the name where we got the name Hooker.
Okay.
All right. July 13th. Oh, and I will have just interred my mom at Arlington with my dad, so I will be I'll be having a lot of grief. You know, sex and slutty behavior. At the Hooker statue,
Isn't there a statue at Faneuil Hall, too, that she can desecrate?
Yes.
I don't know.
I think.
Come on, Annie. That's a good pickup line. Meet me at the hooker statue.
Oh wait, wait. At Faneuil Hall. Yes, there's he's sitting on a bench.
Yes.
Oh, perfect.
Yes, I don't know who it is. I think it's the guy who started the Celtics.
Oh my God.
The Celtics.
Oh, I'm gonna give that statue a lap dance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I've done it.
Amy, you little slut. I'm gonna bring my fishnets. I swear to God, I'm bringing my fishnets for the picture with the hooker statue.
I'm bringing the slut T-shirt. I have the slut T-shirt you had on I think last week.
Perfect. All right, meet me at the hooker statue. Yeah. 29 minutes after the hour. Carl Frisch next.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jury selection resumes today in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial outside the courthouse. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky, who says 7 jurors have been sworn in so far.
So far, each side has used 6 of its 10 peremptory strikes that eliminate a potential juror for almost any reason. Each side will be given more such strikes when it comes time to seat the alternates. Trump has complained about this process, but it is on track to end perhaps by the end of the week.
Sources tell ABC News that nearly 100 victims of former gymnastics doctor Larry Nassar are close to settling their lawsuit with the FBI, whose agents failed to properly investigate accusations of sexual abuse. The Justice Department could pay out around $100 million. Multiple police forces in 6 cities across 4 states investigating why 911 service went down on Wednesday. In the last few days, there have been alerts from the Homeland Security Department warning of risks to emergency services systems. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senator Tammy Baldwin leads the first Marquette University Law School poll since Republican Eric Hovde entered the race. The Democratic incumbent leads among registered voters 52% to 47%, while the race is tied among likely voters. Baldwin's favorability is 47%. Hovde's favorability is just 19%. A new study links long-term exposure to air pollution to an increased risk of dementia. Dr. Alan Kronenberger-Andandre is a neurologist. He says the results beg for more research.
We see that there is really evidence linking air pollution to cognitive decline and dementia risk.
120,000 people in Wisconsin live with Alzheimer's disease. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Hey folks, Stephanie Miller here. As an enlightened progressive, you know how important it is to do business in accordance with your politics. That's why Solidarity Realty is my favorite real estate firm in Madison. Solidarity Realty is a local independent realty company that lives their values. They provide outstanding expertise and protect your best interests while building community and promoting sustainability and diversity. Vive la resistance! Find them today at SolidarityRealty.com. And don't forget, tell them Stephanie Miller sent you.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Time magazine came out with its list of the most 100 influential people in the world, and the entertainment world is well represented. Deadline reports that Taraji P. Henson, Michael J. Fox, and several other celebs without middle initials, including Sofia Coppola, Colman Domingo, America Ferrara, Maya Rudolph, and Jeffrey Wright, are also on the list representing the biz. There will be a big soiree celebrating the issue in New York City April 25th, and it will air May 12th on ABC. If you like the film Crazy Rich Asians, as so many people did, you'll have the opportunity to catch a live version. The film is being turned into a Broadway musical that will be directed by Wicked director John Chu. Chu directed the 2018 film and will make his Broadway directorial debut with the show. He is currently in post-production on the Wicked film that will have 2 parts. First chapter hits theaters this November. The Crazy Rich Asians musical is in the early stages of development. The 2018 feature film grossed $175 million at the U.S. box office. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Rain showers today. We'll see a high near 51. Tonight, clearing out, a low near 33. Winds pick up on your Friday. We'll have sunshine and highs in the mid-50s. West winds up to 30 miles per hour. For Saturday, mostly sunny and breezy with a high near 50. Near 60 with sun Sunday.
Currently, 46 degrees.
What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. The John and Gordy Show.
Is life fair?
Is life fair?
For so many decades, so many years, Republicans always, you know, emphasize that life isn't fair. But all of a sudden now, Scott Walker tweeted, how fair is it to ask people to pay federal taxes, to pay off student loan debt?
Okay.
It's not fair.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin joins us in the 11 o'clock hour, and we debut a new attack ad from the We Got Nothingville Super PAC. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Sing. I have a love letter for Carl Frisch. Oh. Rena writes, love from North Carolina. Hi, Steph. Love you. Listen every day. I wanted to give Carl Frisch a shout out. Every time I start bedwetting over the 2024 elections, I remember Carl says, if you wake up the day after the election and you aren't exhausted, you didn't do enough. I was inspired. So I focused all my anxiety-driven energy into organizing precincts, working with my county Democratic Party, organizing canvasses to recruit volunteers, register voters, help knock on doors this fall. Thanks, Carl. Another thing, I'm in crazy North Carolina. I live in a historically red county that's getting purplier and purplier.
Oh, purplier?
Purplier, that's a word?
I like that word. It's grapey.
Mm. Yeah, grapey.
Don't let anyone fool you. The Dems here are fired up. The Biden-Harris campaign has set up a headquarters in our Dem County office. They think it could flip. We will fight hard to keep Trump, Robinson, and all the other insane bigots away from power here. See you in Durham. Yay! Durham sexy liberal. P.S. Carl does not get enough credit for being funny. He makes me LOL every Thursday.
Aww.
Now that is a love letter, people.
Carl.
Okay. Carl Frisch. Let's talk to our fancy Fairfax County school board friend, shall we? CarlFrisch.com. A grateful nation thanks you, Carl Frisch.
Well, you know, if you're not so tired, you shouldn't work so hard that you can't send love letters.
Right.
So, and very much
we give you, credit for how funny you are. That's why you've been our guest for 11 billion years, Carl Frisch.
That's right, 11 billion years. I was in my 20s when we started this.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't.
Yikes.
No, I wasn't.
Yikes. When I was a child star. Mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah. Carl, yes, we do. We appreciate you very, very much, and we're very proud of you. Fancy school board member now. Yep. Remember, he was nobody when we met him.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm still big. It's the radio that got small. Okay. So, Carl, we just played, I mean, I don't know if you saw this unbelievable, the Comer and Raskin yesterday, but it is just a complete clown show. And Jared Moskowitz is hilarious, just talking about how, you know, he's grieving the loss of his impeachment. You know, at the same time, the Mayorkas impeachment fails in the Senate because it's just, as Chuck Schumer said, it's a policy dispute. It's not constitutional. You can't impeach someone because you, first of all, you didn't give them the tools to give them the job that you now say he's not doing right.
Right. Well, and then also, if it was a legit way of going about impeachment, if that's even a thing you can do to a cabinet secretary, what's to keep Democrats in the next Republican administration from impeaching their HHS secretary for not providing health care for every American, to impeach their commerce or treasury secretary for selling out to big banks and pharmaceutical companies? I mean, where does it end,
yeah,
right? It is a policy dispute, and you don't remove somebody based on policy disputes. I say that knowing that right-wingers in my community are trying to remove me right now because they don't agree with me.
Yeah.
And so we have a method for removing people we don't agree with on policy.
Yeah.
It's called elections.
Right? Thank you. Yeah.
And if they don't want Mayorkas, if they don't want somebody else, then they should elect Donald Trump.
Yeah.
The country's not going to do that.
Carl, you make a great point. First of all, that's why I'm wearing my no adjustment necessary shirt, because on Thursday, is everyone gay? Pretty much, yes.
Yeah.
You and Dana.
I'm not.
whatever. I'm gonna keep doing the story about how lesbians have more orgasms than straight women, and we'll bring you over. Come on over into the ladylike.
No, okay. Lonnie's very good at that.
I bet. Well, because he's prettier than most women.
He is. There is
all that. Right. Carl. But you raise a good point. It's not just Trump and January 6th. They have become the party of trying to overturn election results, including yours, everywhere they don't like the results or otherwise take away someone's power, right?
Well, and it's not even results. They don't like democracy.
Right.
Period. Full stop. End of story. Right? We know that the whole, they announced that they were going to try and impeach Biden before Biden had even been sworn in. They tried to stop him from being duly certified.
Right.
The people that are trying to recall me announced they were going to recall me before I'd even been reelected.
Right. And you're one of those people.
This is not about even the election results. They don't like elections.
Yeah. Well, and it's not just you. Names are escaping me, but other people that have won by 11 billion points like you did. It doesn't even matter the margin. They're disputing the result. You're right. They just don't believe in democracy.
They're doing it to Gavin Newsom again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're
trying. How much that cost us, the taxpayers? And he won by more than he won the original
election.
Oh, there
you go again, thinking that they actually care about taxpayers.
Yeah.
I saw some op-ed, Carl, in the I think it was USA Today, about how, Newsom's liberal policies have destroyed California. And I'm like, really? Is this what they're trying to peddle on Fox News? Because we're the fifth largest economy in the world. As we say all the time, Carl, we have these laboratories in the states. And places they have Republican policies tend to get decimated, and places like California are booming. I mean, we all have problems. Like, every state has some problems, but yeah.
But, many red states have fundamental economic problems where they're a single economy kind of a state.
Right.
There's no dynamism to it.
Right.
California and other blue states are dynamic. They have multiple industries that support their economy.
Right.
And so that is why, in the words that right-wingers will understand, blue states are the givers and red states are the takers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But look at crime. It's always the top 10 states are red states. Just all this crap they're peddling on Fox and elsewhere. Asen tweeted that he was quoting Representative Garcia, who, as Chris points out, is a homo.
Yes,
he is.
That was Gomer Pyle, by the way.
Thank you.
He finally married his love.
Yes. Jody's godfather. Okay. Garcia said, is it true that under Donald Trump, murder rates surged by 30% to the highest rates since the 90s? I mean, God bless our freshman class. They are really, Maxwell Frost, all these guys are out there really just like bam, bam, bam with these talking points. Murder rates are way down under Biden. All the fear-mongering they're trying to do this time. Do you think it'll work?
Well, it'll work with some people, but you got to remember, the right-wing attacks on the media are because of a quote-unquote so-called liberal bias. They believe the same thing about letters, numbers, the periodic table, shape, colors. They all have a liberal bias when you're a Republican.
So before you know it, E will not equal MC squared.
No, not at all.
But something else, MC Hammer. Well, yeah, I love this. This is from Joe Scarborough. I thought made a good point. He said, I'm just getting tired of saying this to people who claim to be patriotic but hate America. America's stronger than ever before. The economy is stronger than ever. But they never know because they're fed a steady stream of hate America first rhetoric. That's really what it is. It's hate America. It's not America first. It's talk America down.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's find somebody to blame for your station, right? And right. So what does Trump do, right? What Trump's message is that the others are getting what they don't deserve, right?
Yeah.
The others are getting what they don't deserve, and consequently, you're not getting it.
Yeah. You don't have a job because of that brown guy, and your marriage sucks because of that homo. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Basically.
And as a consequence, and that is because we played by the rules. Because we allowed people to vote, because we allowed votes to be counted, because we allowed democracy to function, you are not getting what you deserve, and the others are getting it instead of you. And therefore, the bedrocks of our society are capable of being taken away because people have been told that that it is those very bedrocks that have corrupted the system.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Chris, what do I say about polls?
Polls are BS unless you find one that you like.
That's correct. Carl, have you seen this poll? What did Jody and I keep saying? Rovember is coming, man. Rovember is coming. Ro-rage is real. Republicans Against Trump tweeted this and just said women hate Donald Trump. Latest poll, Joe Biden 53%, Donald Trump 37%. I've been saying it forever, you know, and it seems like any man that's ever met a woman knows that we never, ever forget.
Right.
I don't know why they just think, oh, they're going to be over that. Chicks, they'll be over that by November. But there was just another election in Michigan, I think, mm-hmm. you know, another special election. I mean, the real results, Carl, as you always say, are just being proven out in state after state, aren't they?
And by more than we're expecting, right? It's not just that we flipped a lot of unusual special elections, but even in the races where it's not competitive and Democrats are just going to win anyways, or where Democrats have no business winning, they're overperforming where they should be. And that's in case after case after case. And as we saw in 22, that was a good predictor that what the polls were showing, what the prognosticators were saying on cable TV was not going to be borne out, and that Democrats were going to do far better than anyone expected. And that's why we're sitting on a one-seat Republican majority right now in the House and have a Democratic Senate.
Yeah, yeah. And I think Speaker Johnson is soon to be not Speaker Johnson, but we'll see if we have a Speaker Jeffries before.
We'll see how many Democrats decide they want to save his job, which in turn will cost him his job. It's all, it's nuts.
Yeah.
This is one tweet of the day for me. Steve Silberman tweeted, of one thing I'm certain, if there are generations of human beings in the future, they'll wonder how any of us managed to survive this daily onslaught of gaslighting, bull and criminality. I mean, at some point, I think we just crave normal again. Some version of normal, right?
I think the American people would love not having to think about this at all.
Yeah.
And, you know, that is a luxury that we're not afforded any longer.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I think Biden has a compelling message to take to the voters, not only on his policy accomplishments, but on providing them with a more rational public consciousness that we have as a result of him being in office. You know, there was a time, and we talked about this when Trump was in office, that there was just never a break.
Right.
Never a break. And it's sure, is it bad now? Yes, but it was far worse when Trump was president.
Yeah.
Every day, every weekend, every holiday, mm-hmm. he did something to get in front
as if
of us.
COVID could have gotten worse, right? Is this because living through COVID could be worse? We had to watch that stupid TV show every day mm-hmm. with his stupid suggestions every day. Oh my God. And you're trapped in your house.
You might be out having lunch with friends or at brunch or taking your kids to a game or whatever, and your phone would vibrate on the dash of your car.
You'd be like, what the?
Would vibrate on the bedside table.
What did that orange A-hole do now?
You know, it took the first year of the Biden administration to, you know, get rid of the PTSD.
Yeah.
The sound of a vibrating cell phone.
And he still won't get out of our face because of his relentless criminality. Okay. Here's the Biden just did an interview. The interviewer said Trump directly blames you as being responsible behind these prosecutions. How do you respond to that? He said his lack of ethics has nothing to do with me. Again, polling shows, Carl, that most people live on Earth One and know that Joe Biden is not behind 91 felonies he did before he was president. He's not behind state prosecutions, civil cases, on and on and on. Right.
And you're seeing like in slow motion this car wreck of how Trump does this, right? Like now he's trying to taint the jury pool and to convince his followers that every juror is a Democratic operative.
Oh, God.
And so like this is how it happens, right?
Yeah.
This is how he uses the I could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and get away with it to his advantage.
Yeah. Well, one last one, inflation, which is what, you know, he was asked about that. He said, well, we're working to get those prices down by making sure corporate profits are brought under control. That seems to me an issue we need to talk about and we need to put out there with people. This is greedflation. These are companies that are still gouging, even, you know, as though COVID is whatever
and
you want to say.
And how do we know it? Because on the company's earning calls, so here's some behind the curtain information for people. Publicly traded companies have earnings calls with their investors.
Right.
And these things are recorded. Yep. People can listen to them, et cetera. And on these earnings calls for food manufacturers and all the types of people that you're seeing these increased costs for in the grocery store and elsewhere, oil companies, et cetera, the company executives talk about how inflation is good for them.
Yeah.
And they're not just passing on increased costs to consumers.
Yeah.
They're benefiting from the expectation that inflation will lead to higher costs by raising their prices to make more money.
First of all,
companies are making record profits.
Thank you. And we got to keep, you know, just hammering that home, Carl, is they want Republicans in office because they don't want to pay their fair share of taxes. Right. They, you know, they want to make Biden look bad because they know they can blame him and inflation by, you know, keeping their prices, you know, unnaturally inflated. So, you know, that's a great point. We got to just make sure we keep hammering that.
And you don't have to trust us. Go Google. Go find these earnings calls on the Internet. You can listen to them.
Yep, absolutely. Carl, I agree with every word of your love letter. And times 110 billion. Mooksforcarl.com.
Well, encouraging everybody, go out and get your sexy liberal tickets. I'm looking forward to seeing people at the shows.
Yes. Oh, I'm looking forward to you cradling me on stage at Sexy Liberal DC for Joe Biden's inauguration in January.
Well, it's just going to be because of the weather, because we're going to be celebrating.
Yes, and I'll be cold. Hold me.
Yes.
Okay. Love you, Carl Frisch. 50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Being Done So You Can Sleep.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Done with debt.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Come on. You go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it.
Yeah.
The system has you trapped in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. The greedflation we were just talking about,
right?
You feel like you're living paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. They have ingenious new strategies to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Done with Debt analyzes all your debt options that you qualify for. They know how to reduce bills. They know how to cut interest rates. Their skilled staff of negotiators knows how to get debt out of your life permanently without bankruptcy and without a loan. That can just make it worse. Done with is like picking a scab. Don't do it. Done with Debt. The experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you have to hurry. Some debt solutions are time sensitive. Here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That is donewithdebt.com.
Stephanie Miller.
All my friends are gay. All my friends are gay.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for three full years. In addition to a three-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the three-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Make Music Madison chapter is one of the oldest in the U.S. The free music event happens on the summer solstice, June 21st. And in 2023, the Madison chapter also set a record for the most musicians and shows, 700. Here's Make Music Madison director Mary Rose Ekberg.
We had the largest, the most number of events, the most number of performances of any chapter in the United States. So we'll see if we can top that this year.
Registration is open now, and you can take part by playing or hosting a show or simply supporting those who do. But there's a deadline, too.
June 1st is the deadline for registration officially.
Learn more and sign up at the website makemusicmadison.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
The Ad Council.
Hey America, we need to have a little talk. I don't know if you've noticed, but we got a lot of food in this country. A lot of peaches, a lot of corn, a lot of apples, a lot of everything. We've got so much food that we can't even eat it all. So if we got all this extra food, how are 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger? I just don't get it. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to the hungry kids who need it. They can get you food even if you live in Idaho or Alaska or somewhere crazy like that. This isn't complicated. We got extra food and we got hungry kids. Feeding America's done the math. Now it's your turn. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. I know you got internet on your phone, so what are you waiting for? We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Finding Clyde, brought to you by Dr. Marty's Nature's Play. Let me explain the current sleeping positions. As I've mentioned, Bonnie sleeps like a furry Russian hat directly on top of my head, okay, taking up most of my pillow.
All right.
Clyde makes himself into a little ball, like with the size of a softball, and attaches himself to my hip, like a little furry tumor.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. They are happy, healthy dogs, is my point. They love mama. Why do they love mama? Because mama gives them Dr. Marty's.
That's right. Bribery.
Pardon me? Yeah,
exactly. Bribery.
It's bribery, as all dogs know. Okay, but they get the best. It's real food. It's turkey, beef, duck, salmon. They throw in a bunch of antioxidant-rich fruits, vegetables. It's raw. It's freeze-dried. It's delicious. Even picky eaters. Hi, Rocky Mountain Mike's dog. Hi, Sean Comiskey's dog. We will get a Hefe update tomorrow when Sean's here. Because that dog wouldn't eat anything. And then Dr. Marty's, right?
Yep.
I handed it over the bag like a baby in Lion King. Sean took that home. Hefe is the happiest dog in the world
now. It's the circle of life.
Thank you. Exactly. If you want to extend your dog's lifespan, Dr. Marty's. These are all superfoods. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beet-flavored dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply. Aw, Karen in Chicago, boo-boo-foo-foo-foo. Hello, Karen.
Good morning. I have my kitty Loki on Dr. Marty's.
Yay! Nature's Feast for Loki. Hi. Loki, meet Inigo Katoya, the other spokes cat of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yes.
Okay.
Loki loves it.
Okay.
Okay, so really quick, because I like to focus on what we have control over, and what we have control over is voting and getting people out to vote. But I'm going to make an exception. So in regards to Trump, again, violating another gag order, I think that there is a difference of what should happen and what will happen. So we do need to temper our expectations. But it's important to say, to have people like Andrew Weissman on to say this is what should happen. And what they were saying last night on Lawrence O'Donnell is that what should happen is for each violation, it's 30 days in jail or fines.
Right.
So why, at this point, the judge really, to get his happy ass's attention, should throw him in jail. They were saying he's up to about 120 days in jail right now. So let's just split the difference and go 60 days in jail.
There you go.
And let him sit there and think about it.
You think about what you've done, Orange Hitler. Yeah, it's for the whole justice system. It's not just because we hate him, and we do, but it's for the whole justice system.
Right.
To say there's not two sets of laws. Dr. New, next.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. T. Schwabba.
On the next show, I'm joined by Busted Pencils hosts Tim Slecker and Johnny Lupinacci, magician Ron Lindbergh, a.k.a. Rondini, and John Fanta from the Green Bay Rockers.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Hey, folks, how you doing? It's me, Charlie Behrens, and I want to let you know that I'm coming to the Wisconsin State Fair main stage presented by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. We got tickets on sale over at WIStateFair.com, and I'm bringing free brandy for everyone. Unless for some reason I can't, then, you know, sorry in advance. Anyways, I will see you at the Wisconsin State Fair presented by U.S. Cellular on August 8th. Real good. Bye-bye now.
You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.